Well, this week we've got a memorial service for the families who have lost kids to drugs. Now, I do it every year and hundreds of people come along. These families come from all walks of life and they need our support. Tony Trimmingham from Family Drug Support, you're the driving force behind our memorial service. Why is it so important, mate?
Oh, I think it's terribly important, Bill. And as you know, we've been doing this for 20 years now. This will be the 20th. Families are often in deep shock when the death actually occurs. They've got the funeral to contend with. They've got the grief to contend with. So having this ceremony gives them an opportunity to come back and to remember the people for who they were, not the drugs they use or the problems associated with the drugs. And that's really, really important. It's a very simple ceremony.
Yep.
We light candles, we read names, and we share together.
And it's really healing, isn't it?
It's very, very healing. I think everybody who's ever been to one knows how great it is to be able to join with other people who've been through the same thing in a very simple ceremony and remember the people for who they were.
Now, Tony, you lost your own son. It must have been almost unbelievable that this could happen to your family.
I never thought it ever would, of course. I wrote a book called Not My Family, Never My Child, because that's exactly how I felt. You know, I never ever thought that drugs would enter into my world, and particularly hard drugs like heroin, and then to actually lose a son to a death from a drug overdose. And I think that's what happens to just about every family. It comes as a huge shock. Even those families that have been struggling for maybe years with the problems don't ever expect it to end like this. And when it happens, it's deep grief and it really burns people up. So anything that we can do to make life a bit easier and to remember the people is positive.
Because it doesn't discriminate, eh? Drugs can affect any family.
Any family from any walk of life, any background, any area, it doesn't matter. It can strike anywhere.
That's rich, poor, middle, anything,
yep.
Isn't it?
Rural, city, regional, doesn't matter. And I don't know whether you're aware, Bill, but there's a very, very strong sign that heroin's on its way back. I've spoken to at least half a dozen families in the last 3 months who've lost people. There's a lot of heroin around, and we thought it would never happen again. You know, the government praises itself for seizing lots and lots of drugs, but we only know that means that there's a lot of drugs around.
Is heroin as problematic as ICE is now?
It's a different sort of problem. Heroin is the one that kills, you know, it's the overdoses and it's the blood-borne diseases and
yep.
It's the crime associated with it. With ICE, it's more the behaviour, the aggression. I wouldn't say any of them are easy to deal with families. It's a struggle, whatever they're contending with.
Yeah.
And of course, that's what our service is all about, supporting those families no matter what they're going through.
I'm talking with Tony Trimmingham from Family Drug Support. Tony, when a young person's addicted to drugs, it's really tough on families, isn't it?
Well, they say that every person who uses drugs affects at least 10 other people. And I don't just mean in a small way, I mean in a major way. It disrupts their lives, it causes all sorts of problems, and the families, of course, bear the brunt of that. So we're not only there for the drug user, but we're there for the family.
Because it's like there's theft from the family, there's a breakdown of trust, and you don't know how to respond or what to do, eh?
That's right. We have, of course, worked on that over the years, and we have programs now that help families to understand those issues and to be able to do things that alleviate it so that they can cope and develop resilience. The families really do care, the majority of them, and they really do want to help. And with our programs, we can help them to do that in a way that's positive.
So what do you find is the biggest thing these families need, mate?
They just need somebody to listen to them.
Yeah.
They just need somebody to be empathic and to understand what they're going through and give them a bit of time.
Tony, when's the service on Saturday? What time?
It's on at 6 o'clock at your church, of course, 180 Liverpool Road, Ashfield. People can come along if they know somebody who's died from drugs. They don't have to be immediate family. They can be friends. If they want to have a candle lit and have their name read out, they can contact our office, 4782-9222. Or go to the website and get the details from there, fds.org.au. I wish we didn't have to do this every year, Bill, but unfortunately the problem doesn't go away and every year more people die.
Well, if you're in Sydney, come along to my church next Saturday. God bless you, Tony, and good luck.
Thanks, Bill.